Live from KQED News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. San Francisco candidates for mayor are pledging to make the free Muni for Youth program permanent. That's as the city's transit agency says it may need to raise fares. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez has more.
Mayoral candidate Mark Farrell says kids should have permanent access to free Muni to help them get to school. The program gives free bus and train rides to kids under 19. Other candidates, supervisors Aaron Peskin, Anasha Safai, and philanthropist Daniel Lurie, all agree. Mayor Lennon Breed says Farrell's trying to take credit for an idea she already had, but the program, which launched in 2013, was never promised permanent funding. Meanwhile, the city's municipal transportation agency is facing a $240 million deficit. On Tuesday, its board approved a budget that raises single ride fares from $2.50 to $2.75 and adult monthly passes by a dollar. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
Sonoma County is inching forward to ending its relationship with a key housing contractor following questions about its billing practices. The Board of Supervisors voted yesterday to start severing ties with DEMA Management and Consulting. Supervisors have ordered county staff to replace DEMA as manager of a tent site and a converted hotel. The move comes after a press Democrat investigation raised questions about DEMA's billing, and a top executive at the company threatened to sue the county. The firm CEO has accused the county of discriminating against her as an LGBTQ business owner and calls the newspaper's reporting unsubstantiated. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. You're listening to KQED News.